మే మనసి ప్రతిష్ఠిత మనోమే వాచి ప్రతిష్ఠితం ఆవిరావిర్మయేథి వేదస్య మాణీస్తః శృతం మే మాప్రహాసీః అనేనాధీతేన అహోరాత్రాన్ సందధామి ఋతం వదిష్యామి సత్యం వదిష్యామి తన్మామవతు తద్వక్తారమవతు అవతు మాం అవతు వక్తారమవతు వక్తారం ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
పేజ్ 41 ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ థర్డ్ సెక్షన్ 14th మంత్ర.
తస్మాదిదం ద్రోణామ ఇదం ద్రోహ వై నామ తమిదం ద్రం సంతం ఇంద్రమిత్యాచక్షతే పరోక్షేణ పరోక్ష ప్రియా ఇవ హి దేవా పరోక్ష ప్రియా ఇవ హి దేవా.
వి హావ్ కంప్లీటెడ్ the first chapter where the jivatma is appearing, who is none other than paramatma, having given the loka srishti, lokapala srishti, having explained the creation elaborately. The Upanishad has given the second topic, that is Paramatma entering into that body. Paramatma did not create Jiva like Paramatma created the Devas, Paramatma created the Lokas, Paramatma created other bodies. Like that, Paramatma did not create Jivas. This is very important, we have to note. No Jiva is created by the God or Ishvara or Paramatma. Then who is this Jiva, if you ask? Upanishad says, Jiva means Paramatma entry in the body in the form of Chidabhasa. Paramatma, the consciousness, Chaitanyam, manifesting in the gross subtle bodies. That reflection is called reflected consciousness, Chidabhasa. Chit means consciousness, Abhasa means reflection, Chidabhasa means reflection of consciousness. In short form, RC, reflected consciousness, in short term, abbreviation, RC we call, that RC is called Jivaha. That RC alone is called Jivaha. Reflection of whom this? This is a reflection of Paramatma only. So, Paramatma's reflection is called Jivaha. Paramatma's reflection alone is called Jivaha. There is no separate creation of Jiva. So, Paramatma alone, having entered formed the Chidabhasa gets the name Jivatma. Now you know who is Jiva, Jivatma. Chidabhasa alone is called Jivatma. Chidabhasa of that Paramatma. So that Paramatma who has entered as Jivatma by forming the reflection, his own reflection, got the name, what name? Idandraha. Idandraha. Even though Paramatma as Jivatma has got the name Idandraha, Idantaya Sharire Labhyate Idandraha, having discovered that I am Paramatma only, Idam Draha. Dra means discovered. Having discovered, this Chidabhasa Hankara is none other than Paramatma alone. Aham Paramatma Eva. Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. Aikyam is in the form of Jnanam. If there is a physical separation, there you require physical association. If there is a physical dissociation, Paramatma and Jivatma, there alone association is required. Aikya means not a physical event. Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikya means it is not an event to happen. The two things are two entities. Like Paramatma and Jivatma slowly coming together, merging. Like that rivers are merging into the ocean. This is our concept. Rivers are merging, Jivatmas like rivers, no? Merging into the Paramatma ocean. This notion we have to drop. There is no merging. There is no merging. Then what do you mean by Aikyam? Oneness, identity of Paramatma, the total, the Jivatma, the individual, Aikyam, oneness. What do you mean? Paramatma is non-different from Jivatma. Jivatma is non-different from Paramatma. This knowledge alone is called Aikyam. Aikya Jnanam. Very, very important, basic, important knowledge one has to grasp. All Puranas, they talk about merging, merging, all this. Don't take them literally. You have to understand, since Paramatma alone appearing as Chidabhasa Rupena, reflected consciousness, that reflected consciousness alone is Jivatma. Can your face which you see in the mirror, is it different from that original face? Is your face you are looking in the mirror, is it different from you? No, it is not different. Are there two faces? No, your own reflection it is. Similarly, Jivatma is none other than Paramatma alone, as though reflection here. As though reflection. Clear? Therefore, there is no event called Aikyam, but Jnanam. Abheda Jnanam. Paramatma is ever Paramatma only, but temporarily gets the name Jivatma. Woman is woman, but temporarily gets the name wife. Temporarily gets the name mother. But woman is woman, but these names all have come in time because of standpoint. Like that, Paramatma is ever Paramatma, gets the name Jivatma. Now this Jivatma has recognized, I am Paramatma only. Idandraha. So that Indra, we call him as Indraha. Because devatas love to be called by their indirect name, not direct name. Devatas themselves are loving their name indirectly only, nickname. What to talk of devas, deva? Devasya devaha, paramatma, naturally he also loves that indirect name, not direct name. Idandra is the direct name, Indra is the indirect name. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now we have to enter the next topic called Samsara Varnanam. Samsara Varnanam. In the previous, that is first chapter, we avasatha, 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 that three words. Do you remember those words? Purusha Sariram, Stri Sariram, and Swashariram. So Jivatma first gets that body in Purusha Sariram, father's body, then mother's body, then its own body. Avasatha, avasatha, avasatha. I told you also that day, these words are unique to Aitareya Upanishad. Nowhere these words are used. Avasathana. Upanishad indirectly, implicitly tells about those Sharirams by using the word Avasatha. Upanishad implicitly present those three bodies of the Jiva, how Jiva's travel starts into the body. First father's body, then later mother's body, then one's own body. But elaborately Upanishad has not presented. In this, that is connection between the first chapter and the second chapter. What is the connection? When we are entering to the second chapter, we must see the connection between first chapter and the second chapter. This is called Sangatihi. Sangati means connection. What is the connection? Jivatma is taking three types of bodies said in the first chapter. But how that Jivatma took three bodies? We know only one body. For that you can remember that Mundakopanishad also, it is said in Dvitiya Mundaka Prathama Khanda 5th mantra, it is said, Tasmad Agnis Samidho Yasya Suryaha Somat Parjanyaha Oshadhayaha Prithivyam Puman Reta Sinchati Yoshitayam Bhakti Prajaha Purushas Samprasutah. That mantra alone is going to be elaborated in this second chapter. How the Jiva takes the body and grow. Samsara Varnanam. We will read that first mantra, page number 53, second chapter, first section, first mantra of Aitareya Upanishad 53.
Purusheha va ayam Adito garbho bhavati Edetadretah Tadetat sarvebhyah Angebhyah Tejaha sambhutam Atmanyeva atmanam bibharti தத்யதா ஸ்த்ரியாம் சிஞ்சதி யதைன ஜனயதி தஸ்ய பிரதமம் ஜன்ம.
பிரதமம் ஜென்ம, த்விதீயம் ஜென்ம, த்ருதீயம் ஜென்ம. ஸோ த்ரீ பர்த்ஸ். ஃபஸ்ட் ஜீவா ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ் வித் பஞ்சாக்னி வித்யா. இன் சாந்தோக்யா இட் இஸ் செட் த ஜீவாஸ் ஃபஸ்ட் இந்த ஃப்ரம் பித்ருலோகா தே கம் டு த கிளவுட்ஸ் பர்ஜன்ய. த கிளவுட்ஸ் மேகா சரீரம் டு பர்ஜன்ய சரீரம் டு விருக்ஷ சரீரம் டு புருஷ சரீரம் லைக் தட். பஞ்ச அக்னி. அக்னி மீன்ஸ் டோன்ட் டேக் ரியல்லி அக்னி. த ஜீவா ஃபஸ்ட் ஃப்ரம் பித்ரு லோகா இட் என்டர்ஸ் இன் டு த கிளவுட். த ஜீவா கம்ஸ் டு த கிளவுட் மேகா மேகாக்னின். அக்னி இஸ் தட் which refines everything. Jiva also get refined, cooked in artham, really speaking it is cooked as it were refined in the megha. From that megha it comes to that megha means in the clouds, water bearing clouds. So jivas are there. We are talking about purusha jiva, first human body. All bodies we need not discuss. One body if you discuss, enough. So purusha, the shariram is first that cloud. Water bearing clouds, jiva is there. That is the first body. Then comes to the rain. From the rain, it falls on the trees. Parjanya, megha, parjanya, பர்ஜன்யா டு பிருத்திவி. பிருத்திவி மீன்ஸ் ஆன் டு த அர்த். தென் இட் கோஸ் டு தட் ஃப்ரம் அர்த் த வாட்டர் சக்ட் பை த ட்ரீஸ். த வாட்டர் சக்ட் பை த ட்ரீஸ் ஆர் தட் வாட்டர் ஹுச் இஸ் டேக்கன் பை த ட்ரீஸ். த ஜீவா கோஸ் டுவர்ட்ஸ் த ட்ரீ, த பிளான்ட் கிங்டம். அண்ட் திஸ் ஹியூமன் ஸ்பீஷீஸ் eats that leaf or vegetable, the jiva is transferred to the human body. The jiva is transferred to the human body. From human body later what happens, that is said in the mantra. So other previous one, prithivi parjanya, are not mentioned here. Here body, father's body to mother's body only talked about. In Panchagni Vidya, all other are not mentioned here, but father's body is one Agni, mother's body is like another Agni. Other previous three, the Prithivi, Oshadhi, Oshadhi, Prithivi, Oshadhi means trees, Prithivi means earth, earth to Parjanya. All these are not mentioned here. Okay, understood. Now, in this book it is not given, but in Kailasa Ashramam book they have written one more statement there. Any pregnant woman are there while we are starting this chapter, Upanishad is requesting, please may all of them go out. Any pregnant woman is here, please go out. It says garbhinyah apakramantu garbhinyah, apakramantu garbhinyah. Especially this chapter, first chapter they can sit and listen. Second chapter when it comes, the teaching, any pregnant woman is there, please go out of the hall. In that book it is available, Kailasashramam book. அபக்ராமந்து கர்ப்பிண்யஹ. பிரெக்னென்ட், கர்ப்பிண்யஹ மீன்ஸ் பிரெக்னென்ட் உமன். அபக்ராமந்து மீன்ஸ் ப்ளீஸ் கோ அவுட், don't listen to the second chapter. Why? Two things we have to note here. Once Upanishad says, Garbhinyaha apakramantu, indicates those days women, ladies were studying Vedas, Upanishads. So Upanishads can be studied by ladies or not. There is a doubt in many people. Can these Upanishads studied by women? Yes, they can study. Otherwise, if ladies are not eligible, why Upanishad has to say that statement? Garbhinyaha apakramantu. That means ladies are allowed to study Upanishads. Many ladies are only studying than gents. Ladies are only regularly attending than gents. So, ladies were studying those days also. It indicates, therefore, that doubt you need not entertain. Okay? Gargi, Maitreyi, so many women have studied Vedanta, highly educated, qualified they are. So that is one point. Second point, why Upanishad says that this chapter is meant for Vairagya Prapti. Vairagyam, detachment. One should get Vairagyam towards this Janma. What a Janma! Such a, if you go on listening to that, you feel venda appa in the Janma and thonu. And the Vairagyam. Vairagya Siddhyartham. Vairagya Siddhyartham Samsara Varnanam. Samsara Varnanam. Now look into the mantras proper. Purushe hava ayam aditaha garbhaha bhavati. Number one. Purushe means pitru sharire anartham. Purushe means pitru sharire. Male body anartham. We are not talking buffalo or bullock or anything. Okay. Every species has got male and female. Since we are human beings, we talk about human male body. Okay, Purushe means Pitru Shariram. Ayam Aditaha Garbhaha. Ayam Aditaha. Ayam means this Jivatma takes the first Shariram, Pitru Shariram, within the father's body. First Shariram of Jiva is, Jivatma is in the father's body. So you have to imagine in father's body the Garbha is the first Garbhavasa. First Garbhavasa is in father's body. How? Upanishad says, Aditaha Garbhaha Bhavati. Father's body is the first body of Jivatma. What is that body? Garbhaha yad etat retaha, in the form of retas, sperm, seed of body of Jivatma. That reta, the sperm in the father's body, is the seed of that Jivatma. Seed shariram, potential shariram of Jivatma, seed of body, seed body of Jivatma. Retaha is equal to seed body of Jivatma. So this is first Janma. Now the second Janma is mother's body. Tad etat sarvebhyaha angebhyaha tejaha sambhutam. Now, how this retaha is the seed body of Jivatma, you say, where from this retaha has come? He says, tat
தத் சர்வேப்யஹ அங்கேப்யஹ தேஜஹ சம்பூதம். ததேதத், தட் மீன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் த எனர்ஜி drawn from the various limbs of the father's body. Sarvebhyaha angebhyaha means from all the limbs of the body. Tadetat means this retas, it is drawn from the various limbs of the father's body. Sarvebhyaha angebhyaha தேஜா, த சக்தி தேஜா, த ஸ்பெர்ம் சம்பூதம், இட் இஸ் பார்ன். ஸோ ஃபாதர் ஹேஸ் டேக்கன் ஃபுட், இட் ஹேஸ் கான் இன் டு ஹிஸ் பாடி த்ரூ ஆல் ஹிஸ் ஆர்கான். சர்வேபியா அங்கேபியா திஸ் ரேதஸ் த தேஜா சம்பூதம். சம்பூதம் மீன்ஸ் கேதர்ட், கேதர்ட். வாட் இஸ் த கரோலரி? Father's body, all limbs are karanam, the sperm is the karyam, that is called tejaha, retas. Retas or tejaha, the sperm in male, the father's body which has come is because of all the limbs of the father, so that is gathered from all limbs of the father. So father's body is the karanam, retas is the karyam, the effect. Corollary is this: karana pitru shariram, pitru shariraat retaha karyam jatam. So that karyam, what is the law? Karyam cannot exist separate from the cause. Cause alone appearing as karyam. Cause alone is appearing as an effect. Therefore, this retas is the karyam. Father's body is the karanam. Therefore, this retas is non-separate from the father. Clear? So, sarvebhyaha angebhyaha tejaha sambhutam. Next. What the father does at the time of conception, at the time of conception, atmanneva atmanam vibharti, atmanneva atmanam, he himself sustaining the jivatma in the father's body gets the futures of the father. Atmanneva atmanam vivarti. The father, pritru shariram, the father, what he does? He fills all his futures in that retas. Karana gunaha karye anuvartante. Upanishads, how beautifully explained, you see. Karana gunaha karye anuvartante. If father has got broad, widened eyes, child also, the jivatma also, karyam, retas also carry the same features. You can't see now, and retas you cannot see. Height also takes from the father, or color complexion, curling hair, whatever features are there, sharp nose or flat nose, sharp lips or flat lips, different features of the body. தேவ ஆத்மன்யேவ ஆத்மானம் விவர்த்தி. ஃபாதர் ஃபில்ஸ் ஆல் ஹிஸ் ஃபியூச்சர்ஸ் மேக்ஸிமம் இன் த ஜீவா விவர்த்தி. ஃபாதர் லுக்ஸ் அட் தட் ஸ்போம் இஸ் நான் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் மீ, இட் இஸ் மை இஃபெக்ட் ஓன்லி. ஆத்மன்யேவ ஆத்மானம் விவர்த்தி. நவ் தே ஆர் டாக்கிங் நோ செக்ஸ் எஜுகேஷன் இன் த ஸ்கூல்ஸ் என்ன. If they come to Vedanta class, it itself is education. What education you require in the schools separately? They have to write another book. Aitareya Upanishad is sufficient. In every school, they can introduce this. Especially second chapter. But the teacher must know properly how to explain. You have to see from Vedic vision.
Vedic vision you have to see, then you can interpret properly. Then tat yada striyam sinchati, what the father does, that sperm he transfers into the mother's womb. The father transfers that retas, the jivatma, which is none other than father himself. It is father's product only, no? So he is transferring that retas into mother's womb at the time of conception. Sinchati means transfers. Striyam sinchati, in mother's womb, father transfers that retas. In the present, with the present father's body futures, that retas transfer to the mother's womb, and there that is called second birth for the child. Mother's body, which is transferred from the father's body by the union or by the conception, by conjugal relation. That is, father's body is abode number one. Now, mother's womb is abode number two. Now, that retas is growing in the mother's womb. Yadha striyam sinchati yath etat janayati, at that time, yatha etat janayati, at that time, tadasya prathamam janma, that body, tadasya means that body, which is transferred from the father's body to mother's body, that body is the first janma. After coming into mother's body, the second mantra, second janma starts. Tad asya prathamam janma, asya jivatmunah. Tad means what? That retas, which is gathered from the father's limbs, which is transferred to the mother's womb, that transferred retas is the prathamam janma for jivatma. Asya jivatmanah prathamam janma. Next mantra we will read. Second mantra, page number 54. Tat striya atma bhuyam gachati. Yatha swamange tatha tasmadenam nahinasti sa asya etam atmanam atra gatam bhavayati. Now, mother taking care of that jivatma, which is transferred from father's body into her body, that mother is taking care of. This is second purification. In father's body, a lot of purification, that is called a samskara. That is why before marriage, that boy has to undergo a lot of samskaras. At conjugal relation time also, they undergo lot of samskaras, rituals. All those rituals are becoming mechanical nowadays, not knowing the meaning at all. Now this mother undergoes a lot of rituals. Garbhadanam, simantonayanam, humsavanam, all these are rituals for whom? They are all samskaras for this jiva. This become a fashion of the day nowadays. These are all samskaras, purificatory rituals. Garbhadanam, shimantonayanam, humsavanam, all these are purificatory rites. So from marriage onwards, it is a purificatory ritual. It is not a jolly function. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఏ టైప్ ఆఫ్ రిచువల్ సంస్కార వివాహ సంస్కార గర్భాధాన సంస్కార సీమంతోన్నయన సంస్కార పుంసవన సంస్కార పరుగు ఎల్లాత్తుకుమే సంస్కార 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 దేశే ఇప్పుడు అంత సంస్కారంగా వర్డ్ పోయిడుతు ఫంక్షనా మాత్తిటో నమ్మో ఇప్పుడు ఫంక్షన చొల్లిటోమో అంత సంస్కారం దట్ ఐడియా కాన్సెప్ట్ హ్యాస్ గాన్ దేర్ఫోర్ నెవర్ సే ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ ఫంక్షన్ డోంట్ సే ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫంక్షన్ ఇఫ్ యు గో ఆన్ యూజింగ్ ద వర్డ్ ఫంక్షన్ we lose the concept of samskara. Samskriyate, refining, purifying, we are welcoming that jivatma. Father welcomed that jivatma and a mother welcomes that jivatma. That is why, you see, another aside point, when the retas enters the mother's womb doesn't reject. Any foreign body goes inside, immediately body rejects. Even doctors, they do transplantation, suppose they want to bone marrow, marrow transplantation, skin transplantation, any cell transformation, if they want to do, they have to do lot of tests. Body immediately, it won't accept. It rejects kidney transplantation. One boy has got a leukemia, cancer. They are searching for a bone marrow. All over India, they are searching to suit that to that boy, 20-year-old boy. So he has got that problem from very young age. Doctors are struggling to get a bone marrow which is suitable to that body. Otherwise, body won't accept. So they are not able to do that operation. Because they have to insert other bone marrow into this body. Then only they can cure that disease very easily. But they are not able to do. Because this bone marrow of some other's body cannot be accepted by that body. Immediately some repercussions or contraindications it shows a swelling, or some infection, so many problems. Even skin grafting, you see, it has to merge into that. Nama kannukullaye edavadu koncham foreign body particle ponale nama eppadi irukku kaadu kullayo kannukullayo mooku kullayo immediately we get sneezing or water comes from the eyes until it sends that foreign body. That itself shows no foreign body is accepted by the body. One's own body. Foreign body means what? Which is not connected to this body. Anything comes, body has got that protective mechanism. Otherwise, everything comes and body allows. What will happen? Out next minute. So, Bhagavan has kept such a system so that it is careful not allowing anything you are. Even medicines. Certain medicines, body rejects. We don't know that mechanism in our body. Even food poison, immediately it sends out. Edavadu ulla pochana udane anupam vellilla. Any poisonous thing, immediately it sends out. Now this from the father's body, when the retas comes, how mother's body accepts it and protects. What a great mechanism, you see. And she accepts that husband's that sperm, retas, is nothing but my husband only is coming in this form. She accepts. She must have so much love and affection towards husband. Supposed to have, because this foreign body is not separate from my husband whom I love so much. Therefore, her mind is set for that. Her mind is set for that so that body accepts. And lot of changes are going on later in her body itself. That retas, after joining in our body, Shronita and Shukram, and the body gets another shariram. It is growing, 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 2 kgs, 3 kgs, my goodness. and the mother is also taking care of that baby and taking care of her body also, and she has to relinquish, she has to give up so many things for this body's sake, which is growing in her womb. She has to give up so many food items. She has to take pathyam. She has to allow that body to grow in a healthy way. And a lot of transformations in her body she has to accept. How this is happening, Anna? That is what mantra says now. You look into the mantra. Tat striyam atma bhuyam gacchati. Atma bhuyam means what? Whatever that father transferred the retas into mother's womb, she accept it is not different from me. Atma bhuyam. That means sharira bhavam. It is my sharira only. It is not a foreign body. It is not a foreign body. That is why wife and husband must have so much love and affection, tremendous trust, honesty, and love and affection. If it is there only, her body physically, mentally, psychologically, physiologically, it accepts. That child growth, healthy growth is possible when the mother has got tremendous love towards her husband, and husband, if he has got tremendous love towards wife, only that transference is a healthy transference. And that after transference, that child grows in a healthy way when both are have trust, honesty, and love, affection in complete manner. Otherwise, there is a problem. Now you understand. If there is any sort of disturbance, any sort of dishonesty, distrust towards other relation, the mother's body cannot accept. The child growth will be disturbed. Why our people kept all these as samskaras, you know now? It is not just like conjugal relation means not just physical union. You are all the way, you are giving a birth to another human body. Don't take it as just casual. The next child health, physical health, mental health, emotional health, psychological health. Emotional, psychological, mental health is same. Okay. Intellectual health, spiritual health, all are based on mother's health. She is carrying that baby who is transferred from the father's body depending upon the father's health. His physical health, mental health, spiritual health transferred to the jiva. Then that is transferred to the mother. Then mother's health transferred to that second shariram of that jiva. Amazing. That's why in Hinduism, Vaidic dharma, the conjugal relation is so pious, so sacred. Understand? Nowhere in any culture you find this conjugal relation as a sacred ritual, as a ritual they never consider. How we got this knowledge, how our people have got this knowledge? From Veda. Now tell me, Veda is relevant to which religion? People are talking secular, secular, secular. First, all these member of parliament, assembly, you know, all these MLAs should study Veda, Upanishads. Padichada, what is secular ane puriyum? Tell me, this Upanishad belongs to which religion? Which accommodates all entire humanity? That is why one person said, who are talking secular? They don't know what is secular. Better, I don't want to discuss about them and chulita ever. That is the best. Because who are all talking secular? Sacred, secular division is kadiyadu nama naatla. Ellame sacred da. Religion vere, God vere, nama life vere illa. Ellame secular da. Secular nana God, secular, ellame included. Sacred, secular division kadiyadu. So, the father's health, mental health, physical health, mother's physical health, mental health, totally transferred to the child. Apart from this, the child carries purva vasanas, adhu namma kaiyila illa. So father's mother's job is what? At their level, there should not be any defects. That is why enna poruttam paakkaram paarungo ella poruttam paakanam nu solran enna poruttam na I don't believe in jathakam endal you don't believe yoni poruttam nu solluva jathakam la idella paakkanana kalyanam aagadhu swami nu solran those days that's why early marriages at least 18 years 19 years they have to start jathakam at the age of 14 if they start seeing jathakam that will fix at 18 Now they are starting seeing Jatakam at the age of 27. By that time, they get the Jatakam fixed. Boy gets 30. Isn't it? Why our people are so intelligent? You understand? Our elders are so intelligent. They start seeing that the Jatakam when the girl becomes mature. At 13, 14, they start Jatakam seeing. At the age of 17, 18, correct Jatakam, varthaki chances undu. After that, fixing marriage by that time, 20, the girl get, boy will get 22, 23. Adhukapram, they have to live together and they have to understand each other, compatibility. Then only they have to give birth to the child. Correctly, 25. That is the correct age. இப்ப என்னடான்னு மை கேர்ள் மை டாட்டர் ஹேஸ் டு ஃபினிஷ் ஹர் ஸ்டடீஸ் மை சன் ஹேஸ் டு ஃபினிஷ் ஹீ ஸ்டடீஸ் ஹீ ஹேஸ் டு செட்டில் அண்ட் லேட்டர் ஜாதகம் லேட்டர் இட் ஹேஸ் டு டேக்ஸ் டைம் ஸோ தேட் வாட் ஆல் அட்ஜஸ்ட்மெண்ட்ஸ் பண்ண வேண்டியதாச்சு என்ன ஜாதகம் பொறுமையாக பார்க்கறதுக்கு பையன் இஸ் இன் ஹரி பொண்ணு இஸ் இன் ஹரி ஃபாதர் மதர் வாட் தே கேன் டூ I don't believe in jathakam. And the payan apdi solluva, am ponnu ipdi solla. Yen late aayidutha already. 27, 30. 27, 30 is less. Na solra age. They are 34 now. Girl is in 30, boy is in 35. Appa aaga pora appade. Appa aagra age ki kalyanam pannika pora anna. Idella chumma aside point. It is not said in Upanishad. Na chumma solren. Ipo present problem in the society. All this meant for santana praptihi dharma abhivrudhyartham. Whatever point. Santana praptihi dharma abhivrudhyartham. Father wants my dharma, sanatana dharma to be propagated, to be preserved, to be protected through me in this form. Therefore, I want to born through my wife. Because he cannot deliver. So, she only can deliver. Therefore, he want to propagate dharma. He want to protect sanatana vaidika dharma. Therefore, he want to give birth to himself through mother's body. Then, mother also want to help her husband. So all the way my husband only is getting birth through me, she loves and accepts that child. Look into the mantra now. All these are hidden. Whatever I said, they are all hidden in one sentence. Tat sriyam atma bhuyam gacchati. So that father's body which is transferred, prathama shariram of jivatma, totally accepted by the mother as her own body. Yatha swamangam tatha. Just as her own hand, leg, her own eyes, how she accepts, how she take care of her body, she take care of her that child. It's not a joke. That is why it is a second birth for mother. Delivering a child is not a joke. It is taking another birth. That mother has to undergo so many changes and she has to deliver a baby. How much she has to undergo? Physical, mental, emotional. That is why husband is also protecting her, helping her. And Upanishad says, look into that next word. Yatha swamangam tatha. her own limb, Jivatma entered. Yatha swamangam tathadha. Just as her own limb, that Jivatma entered inside her from the father's body. She accepts. See the manappanmai. Mana, eppadi irukkanum manasu. Tasmad enam nahinasti. Since she accepted that Jivatma, which has transferred from the father's body as her own limb, that Jivatma, who is in the form of sperm, enter the mother's womb, will not destroy the mother. Other any foreign body enters, it destroys the mother's body. But this Jivatma, Shariram, first Shariram of that Jivatma, which is in the form of Retas from the father's body, has come, Nahinasti. It will not destroy the Enam. Enam means this Triyam. Tasmat, since that father's body transferred Retas, the Jivatma, Prathama Shariram, Tasmat, since he accepted her limb, that body, what? Jivatma Prathama Shariram will not destroy the mother's body. It becomes one with the mother's body. Once it becomes one with the mother's body, then what? Sa asya etam atmanam atra gatam bhavayati. Sa mother, sa mother, sa means mother, asya, asya means that Jivatma, who is in the form of Retas, Pradhama Shariram, born out of father's body, transferred to mother's womb, asya, etam, this child, atmanam, considering, asya means husband's body, which has come, asya, atmanam, and her own. She never looks at her husband as different. Her own. Because my husband is growing in me. She thinks, she is supposed to think, my husband is growing in me. Husband thinks what? Father thinks what? My child is growing in my wife's womb. I am growing. I am growing in the form of child in my wife's womb. Wife is called mother to the child. Manusmriti tells, see that word is not here. Atra gatam bhavayati. Bhavayati means constantly she is thinking about the present womb. He is none other than her own husband is in this form, in this child form. Upanishad says mother gets the name Jaya. Patni is one name, Arthangi is one name, Bharya is one name for wife. Jaya is another name. Why Jaya? Manusmriti says, Patihi Bharyam Sampravishya Garbho Bhutva Punaha Jayate. The husband himself, Patihi, the husband himself, Bharyam Sampravishya, having entered in the mother's womb, that means wife's womb, for him, wife. Bharyam Sampravishya, in the form of Retaha. In the form of Retas, the husband himself enters the mother's womb. The husband enters himself in the form of Retas into his wife's womb. Into his wife's womb. Then what? Garbho bhutva punaha jayate. Having become fetus, garbho bhutva, having become fetus, The father is punaha jayate, reborn. Punaha jayate, father is reborn as what? Child. Punaha jayate, in the grows in the mother's womb and born as a child. Then what? Jayayat tat hi jayatvam. Since father only born a child from the mother's, from the wife's womb, therefore her name is called Jaya. Jayayat, since he is born, the husband is born, reborn from his wife's womb, therefore wife is called Jaya. Jayayat tatihi jayatvam yat asyam jayate punaha. That father who is born, no? Father in the sense of husband. Husband who is punaha jayate, again he has reborn from the wife's womb. Since she is the one who gave birth to her husband in the form of child, therefore her name is called Jaya. For his rebirth, who is the cause? Wife is the cause. Therefore her name is called Jaya. Jayayat tat hi jayatvam yad asyam jayate punaha. In which smriti? Manusmriti. What is manusmriti? Theriyadu namakku ippo. Appadi irukum. We read only Kalki, Kumudam, Vigadanam. Manusmriti and oru pustakam irukke, adi padichale podum. Is available with sloka and translation, English translation. Therefore, there is a lot of treasure of knowledge. But we are missing that. If you read from young age only, you can finish a little bit. Young age. Namma varthikkuve old age aagirathu. Indha manusmriti ennaane namma kaadhila vilarudhu. At the age of 17, manusmriti must be there in the hand. Instead of holding the manusmriti in the hand at the age of 17, one person listening about manusmriti word at the age of 70. I'm not criticizing anyone. It's the fact I'm telling. At the age of 17, teenage age, kaila manusmriti irukkanum. Adi padikkanum. இப்போ மனுஸ்மிருதி அன்ன பேரே நமக்கு காதல்ல விழுறதுக்கு 70 இயர்ஸ் வந்தப்போத காதல்லையே விழுறது பேரே. புஸ்தகம் எங்க படிக்க போறோம்? See the word Jaya. Now you understand how much is there about the birth, jivatma, the samskara. So such a child is going to come. How father takes care of mother and wife, and wife is taking care of that child as her own husband. That mantra comes later, further. Samsara varnanam var vairagyam. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.